Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Thank you for reminding me.
Reminding you. What a good evening.
that too, but I told you I would send you one of the emails so you could see the source.
Oh. Okay.
And I haven't done that yet.
Well, I hadn't had a chance to look, so we just got a good report from the doctor in Lafayette that's done all his procedures and everything. His liver enzymes are normal, first time in, 3 years. And he doesn't have to have the colonoscopy, and his blood pressure is normal, and he's been off the blood pressure medicine now for 2 weeks, 2 weeks Sunday. So we are very excited and fellowshipping all the prayer efforts that have been going on for a long time. I like to think that at 515 times prayer that I did for a lot of people that day is coming to pass.
It's good. Okay. It's been sent.
Randall.
Good evening.
Evening.
So we are ready to begin. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. We're going to be studying tonight this from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Vayera, section 15, starting with Pasuk 205. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bithilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yodhe Bavate L'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Uvayhinu Am Adonai Elohinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadenu Kerenei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadenu Kerenei We Avraham ayu, yihi elugoi gadol v'yatsum. Maita ma'abaratha da'aka ela, begin li'oda'a, li'afilu v'shata, kutsha barichu yativ. Bedina al alma, ala ishtane. Dehayatir bedina alda urachame alda vekola riga ada shata ada. The translation: of the verse, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. He asks, why does this blessing appear here? And he responds, to teach us that even when the Holy One, blessed be he, sits in judgment on the world, he is unchanging, because he displays judgment to one and mercy to the other. And all this happens simultaneously. So while he displayed judgment towards Sodom, he showed mercy towards Abraham and blessed him by saying, Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Only Hashem is capable of true multitasking as described. Learn this well and don't fool yourself. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I think I have two thoughts. One is that I think Hashem is always waiting for someone to come and plead mercy to the other person. And then we haven't actually mentioned this lately, but don't we sort of know that a nation that's not righteous has a certain period of time that Hashem allows them to be in control of the land, let's say. And then when that time is over, then judgment can fall.
There's another way of looking at it. While both of those statements that you said are true, there's another way of looking at it as well. If something is a blessing, what does mercy look like with respect to a blessing that is positive?
Well, to me, the mercy means more time before judgment.
Well, what mercy means in that context is sweetening. When we say there's judgment and we're sweetening the judgment, that's what we describe as mercy. Now I'm saying that the blessing is there. It's not judgment. It's mercy. It's loving kindness. But what does mercy look with respect to that?
Well,
it means
there's
additional goodness is what's being added to it. So, and even another way of looking at it is to always say that everything is judgment. Because even if it's a time of goodwill, there's a sense of judgment, there's a discernment, there's a knowledge of, I'm making a decision as to what should happen. Not me, but the Hashem is making a decision as what should happen. So everything is in a frame of judgment. It's just a question, is it strict judgment or lenient judgment?
Mm-hmm.
Is more is the sweetening more effective or it's less effective?
I've often wondered about the story that we hear about the two angels that went on a trip. And one angel told the other angel to just watch, not to say anything or do anything. And went to the home of the elderly couple that were very poor, and all they had was a cow, and he killed the cow. And the other angel said, how could you do that? That was all they had. And he said, the judgment was really that the husband was supposed to die, but he took the cow instead, which was sweetening judgment. But I've often wondered about that midrash, if a couple realized it.
More than likely, no.
It's like
but there are
was rocked.
There are.
It was locked, but it destroyed. Yeah. You know, it was destruction too. And we see it in everyday life, hurricanes and tornadoes and dams breaking and even man-caused floods like, you know, today. It just makes us think.
It's a good question.
Well, it's always relative to the situation, you know, and like in today's class, when you sense the pulse of the world, then you begin to see cause and effect, and sometimes you can understand it, and sometimes you can't, but you learn something from it, you know.
Or you strengthen your contingent gem through the process.
Right. No, it's like I've come to see that I have to have just as much Kavanaugh for a hurricane that's on the other side of, you know, far away from here, from my
right.
location, as I do if I know it's headed toward me, or even the idea of a tornado or something on the or a cyclone on the other side of the world, or you know, today I got news from friends in the Galilee, and they're in a village that's about 3,000 people, and there was no signs of the COVID there, and now they have 4 cases and 19 quarantine, and I could really feel the pain, you know, just the news of it. Sometimes I can almost feel them. I sense it. I don't know. It's like I see it with that third eye of even the walls in the home and the door frames, the wood, you know, like their life essence just flowing through the wood. And today I had to apologize to my kitchen because of it, because I'm always complaining that it's so small. It's so small. I had to tell my kitchen I was sorry that I've been saying those words.
Baruch Hashem, you're realizing it's being able to see cause and effect. Very, very real. Pasuk 206. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. The translation, Rabbi Yehuda then said that it is written, as for me, my prayer is to you, Hashem, in an acceptable time. This shows that some times are acceptable while other times are not. So there are times when he listens to the prayer and times when he does not. There are times when he is present and times when he is not. This corresponds to what is written. Seek Hashem while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Thus we can conclude that there are times when he is not present and cannot be found, namely during the time of judgment. If this is true, how can you say that while he sits in judgment on one, he sits in mercy on the other? my commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. And this is an important question and an important answer. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, I do think we have to take into consideration the calendar, the astrological times. You know, you had a perfect lesson today. But
well, you know, the lesson always matches the time, so.
Right. Well, it was. I'm just going to do this as a far side. It's a special lesson to me because before I met you, I was on your site, on the website from August to December before I contacted you when you said you were going to have a basic class. And those were the pages that I went to because I could relate to the month, the day I was born, all of those things that were telling things about to me, you know, that was a very, you know, it's a good one. It was a good one for me, but a great one for people to start off with. But anyway, this idea that he can never be found, and I think you even said it then, that you can't plan your life absolutely to the fact that this is a negative day, that you have to do something, you know. But at the same time, when you feel that Hashem is not there, he is there. Either you moved or you're kind of rattled by the circumstances and can't hear the voice or whatever. But again, it's relative to the situation right at that time, but you do have to take into consideration, you know, the times. I used to love July and August. I never knew of the negativity. It was hot, yes, but it's a completely different sense of feeling once you start studying Kabbalah and the astrological times and the meanings of the seasons and learning what can you do to break those periods of negativity. You know, for example, with Tammuz, watching that you don't lose your joy. Because it's a month for that cancerous tumors begin to form. So, yes, you have the negativity, but you have some tools to work with. It's just, you know, and then when you have these outbursts of negativity that come out of you, and you've learned how to deal with it, it's a wonderful thing. So, in a way, I can understand the translation of the verse. And at other times, I can think of a second side to it, you know, the two sides of the coin.
Right. That's well said. We'll go ahead to 207. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kan Leyahid, Kan Letzibur, Kan Leatar Had, Wakan Wakule, Alma Begine Ka, Barich Leya Le Abraham, Behu Shakil, Himal Alma, Behi Vele Toldot. Hashemayim v'haaretz v'hi baram v'hataninan v'Abraham. The translation. Rabbi Elazar said that the verses sometimes refer to individuals and sometimes refer to the entire community. For the individual, it changes according to the times. For the entire community, however, he always displays mercy, even when he sits in judgment. Here it applies to one place, while there it applies to the whole world, to which he always shows mercy and never changes. This is why he blessed Abraham at that time, when judgment was executed on Judge Sodom. Abraham is considered as the whole world, because it is written, "These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created," the Hebrew word, Vehi Baram. And we have learned that Vehi Baram contains the letters of Abraham, with Abraham. Therefore, he was considered as the whole world. My commentary, the pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. The nation of Israel will survive and thrive. Each individual child of Israel is not guaranteed to that thriving. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Would you say that we have to watch when we see individuals maybe pass away and have thoughts of wondering what could have caused it, when in reality we don't know, we shouldn't be doing it, but at the same time, the idea that sometimes the righteous died for the sins of the generation. So, and I may not have alluded that.
No, you're correct. You're correct, people.
Well,
the righteous do take on the sins of the generation.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the explanations mm-hmm. for why good people suffer.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we've got the adage, you know, if you save one person, you save the world. So, and I truly think what a wonderful role model we had with Abraham.
My commentary on 207, it's important to realize that if the nation is going to survive and even to thrive, then the individual may not. And that is exactly like manifesting mercy on the nation as a whole, but not on the individual. We're about out of time, so.
Okay.
We'll pick this up tomorrow.
Okay.
Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Okay, Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Bye, Brandy.
Bye.